Hello, everyone. This is Bill Armstrong, your 2011 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. In about a week, Congress will return to Washington to try and tackle some critical issues. With so much to do and so little time, it's important that they hear from us on some commercial issues that need to be addressed to ensure that our market can recover as quickly as possible. There are three commercial priorities that NAR will be pushing with Congress and regulators this fall: lease accounting, liquidity, and term extensions. It's been a year since regulators first issued a proposed rule on lease accounting, a rule that has been revised roughly eight times since. Lease accounting is a complicated issue because it affects the way commercial assets are treated on a balance sheet. But the bottom line is that this proposed rule would reduce the availability of credit in the market. Regulators are now saying that they plan to reissue the proposed rule for comment this fall. We'll have 120 days to submit comments again before the agencies issue a final rule sometime next year. We want you to be aware of this issue, and we will update you when we submit our comments later this fall. In terms of liquidity, access to credit continues to be a major issue. With $1.2 trillion in loans coming due, refinancing is a big concern. Some refis have been worked out, but many have not. A bill was introduced earlier this year to increase the lending capacity for credit unions, which would make at least $10 billion more dollars available. This bill has strong bipartisan support with 60 co-sponsors in the House and 20 in the Senate, including the Senate Majority Leader. There's no cost for this bill, and it doesn't give credit unions any advantage over small banks. What it will do is increase lending capacity significantly. For that reason, we need to get Congress to take action on this bill as soon as they get back to work. Finally, let me bring you up to date on the issue of term extensions. With term extensions, regulators are putting pressure on institutions to write down loans that are performing. This is the equivalent of foreclosing on a homeowner who is current on their payments, simply because the loan is underwater. There are regulations in place, but they're being applied inconsistently. If the property can support the debt service, it should be granted an extension. To help resolve this issue, Congressman Bill Posey of Florida has introduced a bill that would prevent performing properties from being noted as non-performing. We need to make sure this bill passes. Ask your member of Congress to support this bill and send a message to regulators that they need to be consistent. That's it for this commercial podcast. Thanks for listening. Check back here on September 27th for my next podcast. And for more information on the commercial real estate market, policy issues, and tools and resources, see realtor.org/commercial. I also invite you to join the conversation at the NAR Commercial blog at blog.commercialsource.com. Until next time, keep working hard, try and maintain a positive outlook, and do reach out for the resources you need to be more successful.